Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your church and your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about those who belong to you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I'm glad, just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate real poor. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can be your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together, make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. I want to let you know, your business about to flow. I'm telling you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you. The new job, and the thing that you're trying to do, I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire, or you're trying to get a new job, or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't get too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Blog Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on the air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, payday, $1 trillion flow, more money, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back. Tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live stream. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things, losing planes. And we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor to listen to Bishop. call somebody. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, I speak, he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a regular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye. You're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. Feels like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family when they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning.
Amen.
Sunday morning, Saturday night. Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And that word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go know and so on.
God have divine healing for you this morning. As I was listening, I want to tell you that from St. Paul, Minnesota, down to Missouri, Ohio, Illinois, is flooding the Mississippi River. It's flooding. But I told you it's going to be there. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a special way this morning. I want to talk about white magic and black magic. I want to talk about black power and white power. You know, when I say that, some of you get upset. I'm going to go into a little of it this morning because some of you are caught up and you don't know why you're caught up in it. You don't know why you're being blocked from what God got for you. And you don't know why things are happening to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to tell you this morning, all is well. And you sometimes have to say that to yourself, all is well. I'm going to the next level. We lost Sidney Poitier. He was an actor with Dr. King and was a singer. And next week, we're going to do, on Monday, we're going to do something with him. We're going to have him to have something to say. But I want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning. I want you to get ready for the word to come forth. I want to tell you, we have prophesied about the chemtrails. We prophesied about the storms and the floods and the tornadoes. Now, if you got the paperwork on it, you got it in your arm. I'll send it to you. But this morning, I'm feeling the kind of way that God is going to do something special for some of you. Young lady called me and said she had a fire. House didn't burn up. But I want to tell God, get ready to bless her with a new house. Right there on the west side of Chicago. All is well. I'm getting ready this morning for you to carry your fight to the next level. I'm getting ready this morning for you to claim the power of the Almighty God. I want to say all is well. And in and out, God got you. God will keep lifting you up, whether you want to or not. God is in control. If God is in control, we're going to make sure everything runs in the divine order. So, if like this is going on now, we got to get ready for the next fight, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You know, you have to understand, when you deal with black power and white power, we're under white power right now. We ain't been under black power for a minute. But you have to understand that it is a difference. The leadership now is ran by white folks. That's white power. Right now, we got a few blacks that govern us, but they got to get power from the white power structure for them to do what they need to do right now. So we're still dealing with the power structure of knowing who we are and what we're about. You know, some of the women have lost their way, Mary. They're getting facial lift. They're getting booty, a tuck, tummy tuck, and putting chemicals into their breasts. They're using stuff on their hair that give them cancer in the uterus. If you've been using that lie, you bought it from the company, there's a phone number you can call and let you know you got cancer at the uterus, cancer in the stomach. It's from using those products, which they deem safe, but we find they're not safe. Okay. So if you've been taking that stuff, put on your hair, you know, it make your hair slick. You never lie. And it's doing something. There's so many chemicals in it. It's messing with a woman's womb. And it probably stops her from having children or having children that retarded. All kind of things that happen. Okay. So that's some of the stuff that might be going on. On this morning, Sunday morning with the bishop, I want to tell you that get in line for the blessing that God got for you. And I was talking to Danny Glover. He was talking about Sidney Poitier and how he came up from the ranks and become a good actor, a singer, and a civil rights actor, and working with Dr. King. I want to tell you this morning that God is cleansing things up for you, glory. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is real. Let me say that again. The Spirit of the Almighty God is walking with you, man. Woman is walking with you. Don't take nothing for the journey, because this journey that God got you on is a journey of success. It's a journey of being happy and a journey of love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, all over America, we got to repent and drop the assault weapon that's killing so many innocent people. You know, you can buy a gun quicker than you can go get a McDonald's hamburger. That's how plentiful these guns are in different neighborhoods. But I want to tell you this morning, as we reach out for change, as we reach out for a new millennium, and God is able to carry you to that level where you said, it's all right. What I want to say to you this morning, God is getting ready to build up a new man, a new woman. God is getting ready to open up some doors. And the doors, God will open up. He's going to break the yoke. So when you get ready for God to do something special, God will do something real special. And yeah, he can do it. So this morning, as we reach out in the word of God, as we reach out that God will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit, I want you to get ready to read Psalms 119 going into a new month, east, west, north, and south. You will get what you ask God for. If you ask God for nothing, you're going to get nothing. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life this morning. And if you reach out with all that's going on, the shooting, the killing, they statistics, there's more guns than people out in the streets in these cities. But what I'm saying, when God's children get together and the saints begin to pray and begin to do what they're supposed to do, this white magic will go away. This politics will go away because the blood of the ancestors cover me and you. When you know you're covered by the ancestors, all is well. They will send you a sign to let you know. But sometimes you're so busy, you hit something and it go away. But I'm saying this morning, God is getting ready to release his power, his healing power. Somebody right now, as I said that, I see something on that left. On the left knee, on the inside, God healing that whole joint. Need to be healed. God healing that. I want to tell you this morning that if you stand up, step up, stand up, and get up, God gonna do this. Sometimes you have to get by yourself and talk to God. Because they're calling things crazy. But they got to understand, you were talking with God long before. Long before saying that you talk to God. So God going to bring you into a divine place. Psalm 119, east, west, north, and south, read that. Some of you going through something, but you won't turn it loose. See, the man was barbecuing out on the slab. He had a slab of barbecue on the pit. The dog grabbed it, and the barbecue was hot. He was holding the barbecue in his mouth, hollering. All they had to do, turn it loose. And some of you are still holding on to sin. You're holding on to negativity. Let it go and get ready to claim your divine healing this morning or this month. Going into the next month, the month of May, going into that month. Some of you got happy birthdays, those you got birthdays today, going into birthdays tomorrow. All is well. And what I'm saying, you got to do, you got to let God open up that door that's been closed for you be able to get the word that God wants you to have. I share that. So God is getting ready to bless everybody around you because of you. So you have to get ready and understand the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you this morning, I see that stuff going on. Blood and oxygen, blood and all over. And the Spirit said, Bishop, you seen that weather balloon? What they say? They gave you a half truth. It's a weather balloon. But they didn't say it was a balloon to test when they send them storms out filled with tests. Okay? That's good. Now, what I'm saying to you, Mother Francis, I'm praying for you this morning. Mother Cora, I'm praying for you. And even you this morning, if you got to need you, plant a seed. I want you to have a harvest like you never did before. I want you to have financial blessings like you never had before. I just decree that God's going to bring you a bountiful a blessing. I want to be the God who's going to break the curse on your family, whatever. God's going bring them back together and they can talk with you from together. So be ready for God to be so special and claim God in your everyday thinking. And ask God to give you a breakthrough, and he'll do it quick, fast, and you have not because you ask not. Psalms 92, I want you to read. Psalms 19, I want you to read. 27, number and 23. The Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. This morning, the last Sunday in this month, going into the next month, I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. I want the anointing of the Holy Ghost be on you and keep you in the divine way, in the divine order. We've been whooped down, beat down, set back, but come back, and we're back, and we got power. We're back because we understand the power of God. We understand that we, our ancestors, build the pyramid, build Egypt, Africa, build all that. So the ancestors is him to let you know all that Richard Allen did, all that Sojourner did, all those that fought for the right of black vote coming up again. I want you to be ready to receive the anointing and the prophecy that God gonna put on your mind. And we have service tonight where people call in and talk to God. A lot of them talk to God, but they can just explain it to them. But if you stay anointed, you can talk to God, and God will talk to you like I'm talking to you. He'll tell you, go forward or hold on. And I believe that God will give you the desire of your heart. All you got to do is let God in. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to talk about waking you up to the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to, some of you, you got to need to plant a seed. Go to my website, The Seed of Abraham, YolaSite.com, hit PayPal, or go to Cash Out and put Bishop T, 3 T's. And you can give that this morning, Jerry. You can give it this morning, Mary. If you got a seed that you want to plant, rose, you can do it. I want to tell you, Pearl, you can do it right now. All you got to do is go to Cash Out. I want to send this. Because quick as you get the seed in the ground, the harvest going to come. So some of you need a harvest and a breakthrough. I'm praying for you and you this morning. You know, I'm going to say this. When China sent those balloons, there were two of them, but the government didn't told us about one. And they let them chemtrails out on the water. The balloon got all the way down to North Carolina, but they should have shot it down when it was in Alaska, but they didn't. They got to tell us the truth. If they don't tell us the truth, God going to show us the truth, okay? I'm not going with a hand full of faith. I'm going with a bucket of truth. And that brother told me, Brother Anthony told me, don't let nobody occupy your head, in your head, free with them lies. That's free. And what's happening, they want to occupy your head with junk. And I want to tell you, and I told myself, I'm just so used that. Stop letting people occupy your head with lies and no truth. Okay? So that's the occupying your head. I mean, I'm going to rent a hotel, but I ain't got no money. They go rent, give you all this naked stuff, and they gone, you still playing it. What they delighted and told you. That's what's been going on. I say. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you. This is the last Sunday in the month. being the last Sunday of the month, we're getting ready to go to the altar, and we're getting ready to turn some things around, I tell you. But whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Let go and let God and claim. Don't let nobody in your head for free. I wish I had somebody. Thank you. Set back for a comeback, but I'm back. And Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways, let me say it again, in all thy ways, acknowledge God and he will direct your path. And if God directs your path, it's going to be success, healing, and a brighter day. And this morning, I just see, and I got the weatherman said it's going to be snowing next week. What I say is, God, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Just so God bless me. God is letting you know. Girl called me from Minnesota, said, at the Minnesota airport over in Minnesota, that the airport in St. Paul is just two runways, so the other two runways is underwater because of all that snow. So you get ready. It's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. So that stuff is coming. So you get ready for a breakthrough in God to do something for you. Being the last Sunday of the month, and I want to share with you the power. Set your glass of water up. Set your glass, just the last, you know, tomorrow's the first. Set your glass of water up. And with that, over that water, you can bathe in it, wash in it, sprinkle, but set it up. The power of water been showing us Moses. The water means Moses. Moses was pulled out of that Nile, and they named it Moses water. Didn't nobody part the Red Sea but Moses, because he mouthed the water. So set that water up, I say. Jesus walked on the water, but Moses parted the water. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So this morning, you got to be able to know that God going to bring you some things. And when God brings it, you deal with it. When you stop letting people get in your head for free. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to leave that alone. But I want you to understand this morning, go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. And God's going to give you what you need. And God's going to open every door to close. And one of the good things will happen, God's going to make sure that doors become open for you and you'll be able to master whatever been blocking you. It's things been blocking you. And I want you to understand all this next week. I want to put this down. Black power, white power. Black magic, white magic. And they are different. And we're going to talk about the difference and what do they mean to us caught up in white magic, still a black magic. How we get caught up in black power and white power. And some of us went over to white power, and we done blocked black power. Black power is your ancestors. Black power is the word of God. And I'm going to explain that next week. I'm doing a series on black power, white power. A series on black magic and white magic. Once you understand that, you understand where you're supposed to be in God. And you understand that you are the God he sent down with him to do what you need to do. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 71 come in my spirit just now. You read that. I want everybody to read that. And Psalm 71. But I want everybody, if you're listening tonight, or listening this morning, listening to evening, read Psalms 119. Read it east, west, north, and south, and make your pledge. Make what you want God to do for you. Whatever you need, God got what you need.
God got what you want. But you have to make that pledge what you want God to do for you. God did you some stuff, but there's more to come. That new house, that new commitment. Once you see that, you don't let nobody occupy your head. No, you got for free. For free. No, I know better than that, because God has dealt with me and opened up a door for me. When God opened up a door for you, he opened a door for you to help somebody else. Father God, we come this morning, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. Bless every man, every woman. Bless those that are trying to get out of Sudan. Bless those that are all crossed up and messed up. But look at our people that are suffering, the shooting, the murders. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. Those that are being shot, being killed. Those are caught up under the white magic, caught up under white power. We want to free them by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the power of God. Bless them right now that need blessing. In your words, you can bless them that bless you, bless them that curse you. God, we come this morning. Touch every man, every woman. Get up. Know that you're healed. Get up and know that ankle, all right, that sugar, that be thy blood, cancer, tumor, gone by the power of the Almighty God. Claim your healing this morning. Claim the word at this 11 o'clock hour what God got for you. If God got it for you, can't nobody take it from you. I'm going to tell you, God got it for you. And what God got for you, it's going to work for you. I want to tell you, you got to understand your roots. You got strong roots. Your roots come from your ancestors. When you understand that you are somebody, when you understand that you got history, you name it, we did it. You name it, we master it. From football, basketball, that's small. I'm talking about when you talk about all the stuff, we mastered all of it, was mastered by our ancestors. So your roots go deep to Egypt. Your Christianity roots go to Egypt. Your prophetic roots go to Egypt. Go to the ancestors. It go back to the ocean. It go back to Egypt. It go back to Sudan. It go back to all that. It go back to the pyramids. Go back to the black man. Your roots have never changed. You still got the root, and you can say, I'm healed. Name it and claim it, and it's done. I claim your healing. Whether you don't want to claim it, I claim prophecy. I claim for you the angel Michael, the black angel, angel Michael, Raphael, you, I claim for you right now. If you want my book, The Miracles of Jesus. I think I got The Miracles of Jesus. I got three black angels on the back of the book you need to get. I got three pyramids. Three angels over them pyramids. And by the way, they black. Don't be scared when I said black. Some of you have weighed those. You've been so bleached. You know, when you get flour, it be bleached. I mean, it's so white. You're so bleached, it's hard for you to come back to be a colored person, or to be a black, okay? Because you've been bleached. But I'm trying to bring you back into 2023, you know. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. Your testimony, your experience, is the experience what God gave you to testify to somebody else. And you got to testify that because God gave it to you to testify to somebody else. And just what, and I want to share this with you. I want you to get ready. Plant that seed. I want you. Thank you, Dan Spirit. I want you to see. I want you to think about what God's going to tell you to do. And whatever you do, God will release that request that you need to see. Once you see, you get to see in the ground the harvest on his way. You might have 1, 2, 3 harvests. Well, I ain't got no seed. God gonna give you money to see, and with that money you see, you gonna get into it. I want to see the $100. I want to see $1,000. Whatever God put on your heart, do it, man. Woman, if God tell you to give $1,000, give it. God tell you to give $100, give it $50. Whatever God put on your brain, on your mind, you do it, because there's a harvest coming behind it.
Friends, fellow Africans, I know that the term fellow Africans may stun some of you today, particularly now that you are celebrating the 32nd Founders Day luncheon. But I said African very wisely, because one time this institution and all of the other black institutions, and I hope that you forgive me for the term black because many of us have passed that stage. But nevertheless, I said black because I think that if Jesus was here celebrating, you would actually have to say the same thing. Unless we do not know where Jesus came from. I was reading a book and I wanted to know, what should I tell these people when I come? And I noticed that the vast majority of the people here are women. And I noticed that the pastor must be very busy, because everybody here is Mrs. Somebody. I was trying to figure which one I'm going to take home, but I can't take home any. But then it says, don't mess with the sheep until you check with the shepherd. I came to celebrate with you your second 32nd celebration. I came to celebrate with you even the first celebration. The first celebration of a person who later Calvary became the city of your religion. I came to celebrate because when I was looking in the book today, it was a song that came by my mind and it shocked me. It said, make me whiter than snow, Lord. I wonder how could that be, looking as I did. And then I looked in the picture. I said, I want some pictures to show the people what I mean. And so I got all the picture Bibles, and I couldn't find one looking like me, not even an angel. And I said, well, wait, now I better speak to my people about a little few things. It seems it said somewhere in the book, he had hair like lamb's wool. Now, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. That's why you're here. And then I read the book again, and it said his mother brought him into Africa. Of course, your book don't say Africa. It says Egypt, but the last time I saw Egypt, it was still in Africa. Because Herod was above the kingdom. And then I said, let me go back further and deal with this thing that you're here to celebrate. Then I came to the point where it says the Ten Commandments by an African named Moses. His religion being Jewish. Somebody said to me, what do you mean an African named Moses? There was only one Moses, the black Moses over here. And I said, I am speaking about the only kind of Moses mentioned in the book of Exodus, an African born in the city of Goshen, on the Nile. So I said, it's easy for me. I'm coming, actually, to a homecoming celebration. Now, I'm not going to mess with theology. I'm not going to mess with that. Got a man here does that very well. And like I said, when you go to school, the daughter, don't mess with the mother. church and went in and discovered and founded his own black church, the Black Episcopal Church. I thought of Richard Allen as he bolted the white church and found his own African Methodist Episcopal Church. Then I started to think, well, where does the Baptist come in? And I remember the name Palmer, when Palmer said, yes, they are black churches, but they do not speak to the little fellow, no more than the white church. So I will start the Black Baptist Church, so I can speak to everyone. This was the time when the black church was a revolutionary church, was a church that housed such names as Henry Highland Garnett, Nat Turner, Denmark Beasley, Sir John Achute, and others. Even David Walker, who had made the mass appeal, along with Frederick Douglass and so many others. The names of these men and women stand significantly on my mouth as I speak to you this afternoon, because they too remember that it was not slavery that brought Christianity to you. You brought Christianity to Europe. Paul did not create Christianity. Paul was trying to explain an African Asian religion to the Romans. And he could only explain it in terms which the Romans knew. Slavery was nothing that brought Christianity to you. The church started in Egypt with Pantheus and Boethius. Ethiopia had a Christian religion and a Christian 150 years before Rome knew what Christianity was. Those are your people I'm talking about. I am speaking about a religion that came out of the bowels of Central Africa. Because when we look at the Book of the Dead, the pyramid texts and the carpet texts and the Osirian drama, the 147 negative confessions that set the foundation for the Ten Commandments. When I look at academics, and it's teaching of African people and not African their mothers was born. I could only rejoice in your second 32nd birthday today. To think of the fact that you, the people, where the Bible says, and the third river, this is Genesis, mind you, and the third river flows through the land of Ethiopia, and that river is Palibas. And then you say, when you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. This is a history. Your homecoming today, your celebration today, reaches out much farther than what it may seem. Certainly, when we speak of the Nile River, we must think and remember that it was there that the infant Jesus helped was given his name. Just think back for one moment that Jimmy Carter, that's the president, sent the United States Army, the Air Force and the Navy, to look for a little brown blue-eyed boy among you. And they searched every family, every little boy, and didn't find that brown blue-eyed boy. It must mean one thing. That boy was not blonde and blue-eyed in the first place. Oh, he was a chameleon and turned black. All right. I'm talking about Jesus. Probably you may never have heard of him mentioned in this way, because it would seem to me that you have not heard of the Aquarian Gospel, or you might not have heard of those books that were removed at the Nicene Conference. The Nicene Conference that was held in 325 A.D. when Rome changed Christianity to Christendom. Quite a difference. One has to remember, as I look around and see these beautiful women, I remember three, basically, precious black women like yourself. Those who would have in the name of Jesus. Three African women from a place called Carthage, now called Morocco. Felicita, named Fanon, and Perpetua. The first to die in the name of Jesus Christ. Look what I said, the Christ. The Romans had not let Spain be anointed. We used to say Jesus the Christ, just one Christus. The Romans changed that. They couldn't understand what he was saying at all. They couldn't understand what he was saying. They told us that they gave us philosophy, that the Greeks would give us philosophy. And in fact, it was speaking with Greeks. In history until 833, when Homer wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey. And Homer said that even the god Apollo and the god Zeus came from Ethiopia. All right. In other words, the Europeans were saying that those of us who now are like the infamous were the ones who even brought up the concept of a god. They say that African people, that we don't have philosophy, all we have. If the blues, no, beat the blues now, it's very good. Sing it sometime. But they forgot that from the first so-called Greek philosopher Thales to the last of the Greek philosophers, Socrates, and the center one, the most noted of them, Socrates, came to Africa to your ancestors and mine to learn philosophy, only to call that to become the father of it. It's no different than Benny Goodman going to Duke Ellington to learn to play jazz and become the king of jazz. All right. Let's forget it was your ancestors when they were seven bishops of North Africa and seven patriarchs was the one in Rome. The other day you read that the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church from Poland was going from Rome to Poland to look at the picture of the Black Madonna and Child. All right. Here she is, the Black Madonna and Child. Here she is over there. Here she is over there. The Pope was going to look at the statue of the Black Madonna and Child. Was going to look at the Black Mary and a black child named Jesus. Isn't it strange that when you sing in church, you don't lay back and sing, close your eyes and see yourself? Rather strange. But then to speak like this, you said, I don't want to hear that. I can't say it because we are in a church setting, but you know, they say a nigga ain't. Well, let's not even get it. And why would we say that? We say it because this part of our history, we do not know. Thus, the people who gave to the world Christianity is not being told that it's only slavery why they got Christianity. The Bible did not say, and Rome shall stretch forth her hand unto God. It said, and Ethiopia. We are celebrating the 32nd birthday. Let's celebrate it all the way. Let's go to the grandmother of Luxor, where your ancestors and mine started the concept of religion, of the deity, when they started to conceive that man could not be here solely by himself. Automatically, what was it say that man must have had some sort of a physical as well as a spiritual in its beginning? And it's along the line that your ancestors decided, and from there at the Grand Lodge of Luxor, in what was then called the mystery system, they developed in the priesthood the seven liberal arts. It was in religion that man developed science, not in science man developed religion. Thus, there should be no conflict between religion and evolution if one knows what one is speaking about. There is no conflict when I say it's an evolutionary process that goes on when the mother receives the little seedling from the father. There's a tremendous amount of evolutionary processes go on And that's the age you try to come out. But that doesn't mean that you guys are some excellent spirit. The soul, that inner self that we call that. I couldn't point with the soul no more than you can, but you can feel it, you can understand it. That thing is that when we talk about, I love you with all my heart, we as African people know that the heart cannot love. It is only a small piece of muscle that pumps the blood, but we are saying it symbolically. Because in the Book of the Dead and the pyramid text and the coffin text, we show a picture of the heart being weighed against the pillar of truth with the United States government, the Supreme Court symbol adopted, but still told us we got no history. All right, all right. Not only did they adopt that from us, but on the dollar bill, right on the green side of your dollar bill, there is your history. Not at Haley's roots. Not a day. Everybody has got my roots in slavery. I'm not the way before anybody know me well, much less the slavery. On that dollar bill, you see the symbol of the God concept symbolized by the sun and the pyramid, the house of fire, and the ever-clean and in other places, that symbol which you use for Jesus, in memory of Calvary, originally started as the Ankh, A-N-K-H, the key of life. Isn't it strange, or is it strange, that at Calvary, Jesus would be placed on the same symbol, but you seem simply to think of the death. But Jesus didn't preach the death. Jesus said, after this death, there is a life, a resurrection, and a life. Which the African people had brought up traditionally. The scholarship of Jesus was not to be questioned. His years at the Grand Lodge of Luxor from age 12 to age 18 was not to be questioned because it was a scholarship undeniable. As his ancient teachers also called priests. For it was as a boy went into the synagogue or to the worst center of worship, the Grand Lodge of Luxor, at age 7. And he did not leave until 47. Then he was considered a priest. He had gotten the concept of the sunum bonum, the law of the greatest good. So that when the Greeks are talking, and anyone in your university, and I laugh when I hear my professors speaking about the Greeks giving us the concept of the law of the greatest good, so we don't have the Greeks. In history until 1833, this was written on the Grand Lodge of Luxor, 5100 BC. No less so that when we talked about this, we could not come here this afternoon. You wouldn't know what to come were it not for a calendar. The calendar that your ancestors gave to the world in 10,000 BC, which was the day before the stellar calendar. That calendar not being accurate enough, your ancestors then revised it and created what was called the solar calendar with 365 and a quarter days corrected each 7th year. There was another African from Ethiopia who found it necessary to change the calendar for Justinian from 365 and a quarter days to 365 days corrected each 4th year. Yes. These are the people we are told, for those of us who have studied medicine know very well that in the university you are told that Hippocrates was the father of medicine. Yes, Hippocrates wasn't born until 333 BC. And when we see Hippocrates for the first time, he is in Africa, in Egypt and Nubia, studying medicine, which is the father of
so much more in the world.
Learning the work of Imhotep, the first known multi-genius in human history, thousands of years before Michelangelo. Imhotep, who was the grand vizier, the prime minister, the physician, the man who designed the first pyramid, the man who tomorrow we die. This was the man, the Greeks knew, the greatest of this position, that they call him the god Asclepius. And now, we the descendants of this African, we are called ignorant chuck, he said, that we are a little brighter than an ape. Poor chuck, me. But then, as we examine the records much farther, and we start to think of the Christianity that you're here celebrating, modern Christianity came from three Africans. The first one was Tertullian. The second one was Cyprian, the bishop of Carthage. And the third and most noted was Augustine, otherwise called Saint Augustine. It is Augustine's book on Christian doctrines upon which modern Christianity rests. The moral anthem of Christianity was laid down by Augustine in two works, on Christian doctrine and the Holy City of God, after Augustine had already written his book, Confession.
All right.
He's here. Right here. If I'm going wrong, he can tell you. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, you are not here as Christians looking in, or people looking in on Christianity, trying to be Christian. You started the religion. You have no apology to pay to anyone.
All right.
And anyone that tells you Christianity is a white man's religion, tell them, both them. You really do not know what to talk about. You will have to go and remember that the first, even the first monastery on the island of Philly, on the Nile.
All right.
What by African? And let me talk to you, my sisters, because I remember the time when we worship our sisters, our mothers, our women. And now I understood women don't want to be women no more, they're persons.
Yeah.
I always thought they were persons. But these days, the way things are going. But it was, remember this word, Holy Mary, Mother of God. Blessed are the fruit of thy womb. It was Mary's womb where the infant Jesus came from. And Jesus couldn't come from an unholy place. It has to be very holy. I don't want to preach because Reverend, I'm holy. Yes. Let us understand what we're reading. Let us read it a little bit slower. That's read it word for word. Let us read Genesis and see where it's talking about. Genesis is not in Europe. Exodus isn't taking place in Europe. It is taking place between Asia and Africa. Last week, you were there singing on Good Friday, remembering what you had sung. And on Sunday, you rejoice. He has arisen. But they just wear words if you don't have the meaning behind it. When what you said, Jesus died at Calvary. Is it, well, a lot of people die at Calvary. The two other bells will hang up right there. You didn't rejoice them. Well, how come? It must be something about Jesus that you were rejoicing that you didn't rejoice with the other two. Is it because he was a bad man? Is it because you just feel like rejoicing? We like blood. You shed some blood, so you rejoice. If somebody beat you up and they die, you don't rejoice that. And in the affirmative, you're glad they're dead. But the reason you're rejoicing is because of the life Jesus had lived.
All right.
If Jesus had run around beating up people, you wouldn't have been rejoiced. You wouldn't have been here today. At least not for this. But it is the fundamental laws that were established, a set of values. But they know what happened today. It was valuable that when I got up, if we were in the old country before, I opened my mouth to say one in here. That person would have stood up. Then I would have asked, who are the youngest? And someone would have called up a little baby. But I didn't ask it today because the oldest wasn't going to stand up. Because
right.
Nobody's old anymore. The honor of age in the ancient culture that your ancestors brought about. There's no more honor of age because now we are hearing about 17-year-old boys raping 82-year-old mothers.
Yes.
You ask the question, it is because you no longer feel, you no longer want to sing the spiritual. You said it's passé, but you could sing Beethoven, Bach.
All right.
And all that. All right. You could train yourself, trying to sing them, but you can't sing. And I fail one time for over God's heaven. Yes, yes, it is. Because, oh, them with them old things, man. I don't think they sing like that at all. But those were the old things that kept us together.
All right.
They were the old things that came down from a tradition which gave Europe, the same Europe that captured us, the same Europe that forced us into slavery. Let us not forget that it was the Roman Catholic Bishop Martin V, in 1506, who commissioned Bishop Bartolomeo de las Casas on the island of Hispaniola, now called Haiti and Santo Domingo, to place us in slavery. Not because we were not intelligent, place us in slavery after we had gone into Spain, Iberia.